This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily, and today is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and as always, we have a brand new, fresh, clean episode for you guys. And let's begin today's episode, as we always do, with a translation challenge. So, how would you say the following sentence in English? Studiare la storia ci aiuta a capire il presente. Think about that one. Studiare la storia ci aiuta a capire il presente. How would you say that sentence in English? And as always, at the end of today's episode, I am going to explain how I would say that in English. So, let's begin now with today's one big thing. And as we know, today is April 3rd. What if I told you that on April 3rd, 1559, guys, we're talking about almost 500 years ago, but on that date, the Italian Wars came to an end. Now, you might not be familiar with the Italian Wars. To be 100% transparent, I was not familiar with the Italian Wars, but when I do research for my podcast, I come across very interesting topics, and I found out that today is the anniversary of the end of the Italian Wars. Now, of course, back in 1559, the simple country Italy did not exactly exist. But in its place, many other smaller states did exist. And an example of some of these smaller Italian states were the state of Venice, the Republic of Venice, the Duchy of Milan, the Republic of Florence, and also the Republic of Pisa. And all of these Italian states participated in the Italian Wars. It was mainly against the Kingdom of France and England, but it was a messy war. It was not just A against B. It was a series of conflicts, and it actually started roughly 60 years before in 1494. It lasted for about 60 or 70 years, and on April 3rd, 1559, the Italian Wars finally ended, and they ended with a treaty. A treaty, by the way, is an agreement between countries. And in this case, the treaty was the Treaty of Cateau-Cambrésis, which is French, so my pronunciation is not correct. But this document was signed today, back in 1559, and it was effectively the agreement between the countries that the war was officially over. And so, of course, after 70 years of war, when the war is over, that means there are new beginnings. That means there are new circumstances. So after the war, Spain acquired sovereignty of the Kingdom of Naples, the Kingdom of Sicily, and also the Duchy of Milan. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I find it very fascinating to consider that 500 years ago, Spain was the owner, I'm not even sure of the proper word, but Spain was the owner of Naples, Sicily, and Milan. When you think about it, it really makes no sense living in 2024 where all of these regions are just Italy. It's kind of interesting to think about. And another interesting fact was that, as I mentioned, the Republic of Florence was not actually acquired by Spain. It remained standing and it annexed Siena, which is a very famous city in Italy. So the Republic of Siena was acquired by the Republic of Florence, even though that's between these new Spanish regions. Because remember, Spain acquired Naples, Sicily, and Milan, and between them, we had the Republic of Florence and the Republic of Siena. Basically, guys, to be honest, when I found this out, when I found out about the Italian Wars, I paused for a second and I thought, you can really never know everything about anything. And even before finding out about the Italian Wars, I'm not claiming that I was an expert in Italian history. I was not at all, let's be honest. But there's an old saying in English, and it's the more you learn, the less you know. And I think that applies to me today while I'm recording this podcast, because I realize the more I learn, the more I actually study and learn about the world, the less I know. Or in other words, I realize that I don't know anything, because there's always more to learn. There's always more history to find out about. There's always more levels of math or science to get to. You can never know everything about anything. The Italian Wars is a new topic to me. I found it very fascinating, but it made me feel like, I didn't even know about this. And it was a 70-year war not that long ago on the Italian peninsula. And with that being said, it's a perfect transition to today's question of the day. Why is it a perfect transition? Because today's question of the day is, what part of your own life would you like to learn more about? Let me read that one more time. What part of your own life would you like to learn more about? And I love learning. I love knowledge. I'm a very curious person. That could be a good thing in some contexts and an annoying thing in other contexts. In any case, when I think about my own life, or when I think about myself as a person, if I could learn something more about one part of my life, it would probably be my own history. Or in other words, my ancestry. Where am I from? What is my ethnic background? If some of you guys listened to the episode last Thursday, so almost a week ago, I talked about my experience when I went to Ireland. And I talked about the realization I made that being around Irish people reminded me of me. And it was the first time I had ever gone to a country and felt that way. And for the past week or two, I've really been contemplating this dilemma. Where am I really from? What is my skin? What is my blood? And if I could learn anything about my own life, it would be exactly that. Ethnically, where am I from? When did my European ancestors come to the United States for the first time? That's something I would love to learn more about. It's something that a lot of Europeans might not fully understand about American people. The fact that we don't have a full understanding of our background. I mean, no one has a full understanding of their background, but American people have even less of an understanding of their background just because the story gets complicated. If you're from Sicily, for example, not in all cases, obviously, but in many cases, you can kind of assume my parents were from Italy. My grandparents were from Italy. My great-grandparents were from Italy. Their parents were from Italy, and their parents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe way back into the Italian Wars. When you're born and raised in Colorado, you cannot say the same. I don't know where my great-great-grandparents were born. I don't know where they were from. I don't know where their parents were from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I am definitely curious to learn more about that. And of course, nowadays, there are some technologies, DNA testing, a blood test, and these tests claim to give you some sort of understanding. As you guys know, I'm somewhat skeptical about that. I don't know how much information a DNA sample could give me. It could definitely give me some information, but I don't know if I'll ever be satisfied with the answer. The only way I could be truly satisfied is if I had a family tree and I saw my parents' parents and I saw their parents and I saw their parents and I saw their parents. If I could go back even 6 generations knowing who their parents and then their parents were, I would be satisfied. I think I would have so many answers, and I think it would be very, very interesting. So that's one topic that I'd like to learn more about myself in. And guys, it's getting late. Let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Let me remind you that the sentence was studiare la storia ci aiuta a capire il presente. How would you guys say that in English? And before I give you the answer, let me just quickly remind you that I am an English teacher. I love making this podcast, but I also love making true English lessons for Italian people. So if you're looking for an English teacher, I'd like to raise my hand and say, I can help you. So check it out at bringlese.com. And if you'd like to become one of my students, I would really appreciate it. And I'm going to do my best to help you as much as I can with English. So thank you so much. Studiare la storia ci aiuta a capire il presente in English is studying history helps us understand the present. So guys, yesterday, we saw catturare quel momento, capturing that moment. It's the same thing here, studiare la storia, studying history. Again, we have a verb that is the subject of the sentence, so we need to use the ing form, studying. Next, la storia, we do not need the word the, and la storia is history, with H-K-I, history, not just story. Studying history, ci aiuta, helps, third person S, helps us, aiuta noi, understand. You do not need the preposition to. You can just say helps us understand the present, il presente. So our sentence is studying history helps us understand the present, and that is today's translation challenge. Now, I have some exciting news, and it's that in 24 hours, we have an advanced episode. So if you want to challenge yourself, if you want to challenge your listening skills, join me again in about 24 hours, and we will do an advanced episode. So good luck to all of you. And guys, that's it. So as always, thank you so much for listening, and peace.